Update before CPA.
WKN4 VWA. EJW KN4 VWA. For VWA, going flying.
Parking contributing to my retirement fund. KI4DOS.
Am drawing off of that same retirement fund there, big man. How you doing, Gary?
I had to run out and do some errands this afternoon. I'm headed back to the house now, thank goodness.
Honey-do, I go. I scored enough brownie points today to be able to get into hot water multiple times in a big way and still come out smelling like a rose.
Do something nice for Valentine's Day.
This is a really cute card and a fresh key lime pie.
Nice.
The roses, and she loves the key lime pie.
Well, I'm not going to say what I started to, because I don't want her to get mad at me, but I'm glad she enjoyed all of her Valentine's Day presents and the roses and the card and all of that. Hope she had a real nice one as far as that goes, but you know how that is. Golly, I almost had a wreck right there. Stupid people, they ain't got sense enough to wait. But anyway, I'm glad that you're not in too deep of hot water.
I'm just banking brownie points with her, baby. Now, she had a great Valentine's weekend. She got to keep her 6-month-old grandson Saturday night and into Sunday. And then Sunday afternoon and Monday all day, we got to keep our 6-year-old granddaughter. So I did Valentine's for her Tuesday, yesterday, and she loved it. But what she did not know is we've got a golf cart that has been down the road, and it's time to be replaced. And she's been wanting one of these UTVs. Well, everything you find out there is Chinese, except for one that has really great reviews. And I'm buying her an American-made with a Kohler engine in it and a Kohler transmission, a 750cc UTV.
Well, I guess you can spoil your grand youngins if you want to. That's what they're here for.
It's not for the grandkids. It's for Sue, because, you know, we've got almost 8 acres up here, and we feed the deer, and we haul feed. We run stuff back and forth to the garden, which is about 600 feet away. And we run back and forth to the man cave, which is another 800 feet the other direction. And to check the mail is 1,600 feet out to the road. So she's going to get real good usage out of this thing. And if she wants to spoil the grandkids with it, more power to her.
Well, I imagine you'll probably be using it as much or more than she does. You'll just get out there and do a lot of walking. That's what you need to do.
Man, let me tell you what. She runs my legs ragged as it is. I come in the evenings after supper, and I just look at her sometimes and say, and this is about 3 times a week, you done run me to death. Hot tub tonight, 9:30. There ain't no options.
You'd been over to the house yesterday. I dropped my tower down yesterday. I wanted to add a few things to it. I took my 2-meter vertical and put it on the very tip top, and then I put a yard arm down below the HF beams and put up a 220 and a 440 vertical, and then I raised it back up. Lowering it down, I did it with one finger. Raising it back up, I had to stop and rest a little bit.
Just that finger get a little tired?
That tire's going down, but both arms got tired pulling it back up. And I went in the house and told the wife, I said, you know, I said, when I put that winch on there, I said, I started to buy an electric winch, run off 12 volts. And I said, all I'd have to do then was push a button. She said, well, I think it's time for you to change it out. So I may go buy me an electric winch to raise it up and down with. That way I won't have to whine so hard.
I know what you're talking about. I remember that. Yes, sir. Well, hey, you'll just have bigger muscles for her to go ooh and ah over.
I guess so, maybe, but I tell you what, I was feeling my tired last night.
What you mean? By the time Monday night rolled around, after them grandbabies, man, I tell you what, raising kids these days, that ain't for no guy like me. I tell you what, they run me to death.
My kids are far, you know, keep us young. The more active we are, the younger we stay. At least that's the way I feel about it. I don't want to be one of those that gets to the point where I sit down and do nothing. I'm always outside doing a little something, you know, in the garden or working on the antennas or whatever, out there playing in the barn or whatnot. You said you were feeding a deer. You ought to be harvesting them things, putting them in the freezer.
Taking three deer off of my property, one a year for the last 3 years. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I am getting a little bit lazy. I'm yet to shoot one fully clothed.
I hear you. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. I didn't get to go deer this year. And the reason I did not go is my son, my youngest son, Stephen, wanted to go. And so I told him, I said, well, let's plan on going this day. And then all of a sudden something popped up with his work, and he had to work that day. And then the next day off he got, he had something else to do, so we didn't get to go. But we're planning on doing something next year, I hope, or this year. It won't be next year, it'll be this year. But anyway, that's the way that goes. Well, Steve, I'm about to pull in the driveway here. Enjoy talking with you this afternoon. Hope you have a great afternoon. I think you said something about flying. Don't know if you're headed out to the flying field to go crash your airplane or not, but hope you don't do that. I hope you have a lot of fun. You take care. Tell Miss Sue we said hello, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. JN4BWA, KI4DOS Mobile.
Good afternoon, buddy. Don't go whining on that thing too hard. I just hate to see that thing get away from you and you get all wound up. Oh, so you have a good day. And I am going just about to pull into the flying field with Dave, W4DJW, right in a minute here. So, K4BWA, clear.
Well, quick, Steve, that winch that I bought, I actually paid more for it than I would have an electric one. But if you're raising it up or lowering it down, you take your hand off the handle and it stops immediately. It's got some kind of torque, something or another on the inside. I don't know what it is, but that's the beauty of this particular winch. You take your hand off the handle and it stops. And so I don't have to worry about it slipping and falling. Other than that, you take care. Y'all have fun, and I'll talk at you later. KI4DOS, mobile clear.
W4DJW, KN4VWA, is that you?
I was loading up, and I had a friend from where I used to work called, and I was talking to him for a long time while I was loading up. It took me a little longer to load up than it would have.
That's fine. The flying field is still here, and the sock out here is just, well, no, there it raised up about 6 inches. Now, we do have a little bit of breeze out here, Dave. So, yeah, just, are you on your way now?
I headed down, I'm almost at 101, the intersection of Rutherford and 101. I don't know if you know where that is, but just go up the hill there to get to that three-way stop, that new three-way stop. So just getting started.
Okay, well, I'll see you here in just a few minutes then. I'm jumping out to get the gate open. So I will see you here when you get here, sir. K4 WA, clear.
All right, see you there in a few. W4DJW Mobile.
W4DJW, KB4CBA. How you doing, Dave?
Doing good. Doing a lot better. My batteries came in. I got them all charged up, headed to the airfield. And the wind's not blowing. What more can you ask for?
Playing the lottery or something, I guess. Oh, me. Do you happen to know what the tone is for 9-4? I cannot get the repeater book to come up on the internet. I don't know what's going on.
91.5, but if that doesn't work, try 123. Or the one that's at 120, 120 something. I think it's 123, but I'm pretty sure it's 91.5.
Hey, I looked at, I finally found it on something else, but it said it was 67, and that's not bringing it up. My Kenwood here just lost all its memory, and I'm having to reprogram it. I've never had a problem with repeater book before, but it won't come up on any of my devices, so they must have a problem on their end, because, I mean, my internet's good, so I don't know what's going on. But I'll give it a shot, give those two a shot.
That same issue that you did with the 67-something before, and it didn't work, and I had to go get it from somebody else. Yeah, so I got the same info that you got. That was bad info. Somebody needs to fix that or get that updated, because more than just one person does that. And you can't work it if you don't know it. But I don't have a radio in here that I, well, I might be on my handheld when I'm moving, so I can't look it up on my handheld. But if you don't have it by the time I get to the airfield, I'll be able to look it up.
Okay. But I just looked it up on the repeater book. It says 107.2.
Well, I do appreciate it, but I don't know why I can't get it to come up. I can't get repeater book to come up. Oh, it's been a frustrating day, let me tell you.
You can try now, David. It doesn't take much effort to switch from one to another and try it. So you can knock those four out. I have gone through all of them manually until I found the one that works. That's an option, too.
2 just worked for me, KA2TXK.
Well, there you go. There it is.
I need to program this thing right now. I have to quit talking to program it. So I'll clear off of here. KB4CBA.
And thanks, Shane. And thanks for the other person there, too, that threw out the one that worked. W4DJW Mobile.
I was just eavesdropping, but I'm back in a dock. Dave, have fun flying. Tell Steve hello, and David, good luck with the repeater there. N4ZLK.
KB4CBA.
KW, N4DJC. Dave, you still in there?
Hey, Jerry, I am. I had to turn the air conditioner on in my truck. It was getting hot in here. That's a good sign.
Heard a little bit ago to catch a satellite pass of a got one of those Maya satellite, APRS satellites up, but it wasn't operational when I checked it a while ago. It kind of toasty in the sunshine. What are you guys flying today?
Blixers. I don't know if you've ever heard of one, a Blixer. But a long time ago, when they were first coming out with goggles flying and that kind of stuff, a lot of people use Blixers because they're kind of like an introductory glider airplane. You let go of the sticks and you don't have to have a flight controller in it. They're kind of self-correcting. And they'll fly nice and slow. You can take off really easy out of your hand. You can catch it while it's flying in your hand. You can land on the ground nice and easy. It's just a real easy flyer. So we've planned on using those to get started in the FPV, the follow me FPV kind of world. You got to revert back to something really simple to do something complex in the end.
Are these not multi-rotors? These are just soaring planes.
It's kind of like a glider, except it has a motor behind and above the trailing edge of the wing. It's behind the trailing edge of the wing and up above it. So it's a pusher. The motor's in a pusher configuration. That way you can put a camera in the nose of the airplane and you don't have to look through a prop.
I didn't know they still build those. I remember those. That was some of the early electric stuff. I saw they built those things. I remember seeing those things. But you using those for FPV type stuff?
For a starter platform for FPV, yeah. And not just for FPV, but for learning how to do coordinated FPV with four pilots total, all following each other. You got to find, so when you want to follow somebody else and video them air-to-air video, which is kind of hard to get, the hardest part of it is finding the other person once you're both airborne. And they make this new electronic technology that's called radar. It uses radar, but that's its name for the implementation in the FPV world. And you can set it up for which pilot's going to follow what other pilot. And the pilot that's following the other pilot, each pilot goes to their arrow to the next pilot, and it finds the other airplane for you. So you can do coordinate. And what's really cool is when the back guy, the guy in the very back, films three airplanes flying up in front of him, air to air. That's pretty cool.
What size planes are they?
1.5 meter wingspan.
That's about the normal size for most gliders then. And uses an electric motor, you got 5 panel controls.
It's just really simple. We don't have any flight controllers in them yet. We're just going to get used to those airplanes and how they fly, because it's a little bit, you know, gliders are a little bit different than normal planks, plank airplanes. You got to get used to how they turn and roll and everything else. You can't, like, manhandle a glider. It refuses to be manhandled. You got to coerce the glider into doing what you want it to do.
Gropner's years ago, I think it was 72 inches, something like that. And then I hope he came out with one, you know, that was, you know, had that kind of swooped up wing. Those things are, I never bought one because they were so expensive. I looked at one of those things are bringing big time money now if you can find one. I thought one guy was trying to sell a user like $800 or $900. But that was a pretty good deal too. I've flown one, but I never bought one. They were too expensive at the time for me to afford. But I've flown the Gropners and you know, the copies of Schweitzers and some of the other stuff too. But they the rubber toe, you know, rubber launch ones. I didn't use we had a winch down in America. One guy had one, and we used it a good bit too. I did some slope gliding too, but not much. But that was always a lot of fun because just, you know, it wasn't quite as hectic as trying to maintain a plane in there, because most of it, unless it was really windy, you could just leave your hands off of them and it would automatically crash anyway.
Debbie, I don't know if you remember the Carl Goldberg Gentle Lady. That was one of the earlier gliders, one of the first ones. It was a really small glider. About the same size as these Blixers. And I'm thinking, I remember the first time I flew one, it wasn't mine, it was somebody else's. They wanted me to test fly it. And I thought, wow, this is different. they fly good, but you don't tell them what, I mean, you can tell them what to do, but you don't do it with, like, banking it to the left 90 degrees and pulling up elevator. That's not how it works. You give it some rudder and you let it spin around on its axis, and that points it in the direction you want to go to. Anyway, this is like that. These Blixers are a lot like a gentle lady.
I don't remember what it looked like, but I know the ones you're talking about now, though. I know that we did some free flight stuff, too, back early on, and one of the guys, he was an older guy then. That's been 50 years ago. He's an older guy, and he uses JetX rocket engines to get some of his pre-flight stuff up in there. And I mean, once that thing took off, now it was gone. but the only problem was, even when it dethermalized, so we had to chase that thing for miles sometimes to find it.
I had a free flight. I had a Viking 3. It had a pod. The wing was up on a pod, and the motor was on the front. The engine, back then, its engine was on the front of the airplane. Anyway, I'm at the airfield. I got to unload and get out here and cut some holes in the sky. Good talking to you, Jerry. N4DJC, W4DJW.
Good afternoon, Dave. Tell Steve I said I love you. N4DJC, clear.